I was reading a study today I thought was really interesting.
Okay.
It said that one out of three people admit that they've lied to their partner about the number of sexual experiences, put it that way, that they've had. One in three have lied about it.
See, one out of one. I think everybody lies.
You think everybody lies about it?
Everybody lies. There's no way you're telling Joe how many you've had.
Well, of course I've told him.
No, you have not, and you lied.
No, no, I'm very honest with him about how many men I've slept with. And what's funny about it is I had a pretty high number, and we were talking about it with one of my best friends, a girl that I've been friends with since I was like 19 years old, right? So she was there with her husband. I was there with Joe, and we were having the conversation. And I said, yeah, I told him the real number. And I said it was, you know, whatever I said, it was like 47. She goes, you had 47 just that one summer that we were in Martha's Vineyard. I'm like, wait, what?
47?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's not the number, but yeah, it's probably the number. it's pretty close to it. So she said, don't you remember? And she reminded me of all these guys that I'd forgotten about. She's like, don't you remember that guy Spencer? Don't you remember that guy Charlie? What about that guy Lon? Like, she was coming up with names that I didn't even remember. So I turned to Joe. I was like, okay, the number I told you, it's way higher.
Really?
Yes.
See, I've always thought your number was high, but that's pretty high.
I don't think it is.
I think 47 is crazy high for a girl.
I don't think it is, because, okay, think
there's
of it like
there's prostitutes this. That don't have those kind of numbers. There's people that work at the Bunny Ranch that go, wow, that's a lot.
I don't think it's a lot, because, okay, think of it like this. I went from my husband, now ex-husband, to my boyfriend, okay? So in the past 15 years, I've only been with two guys.
Exactly.
Right, that's two in the past 15 years. Before that...
Where'd the other 45 come from? 45. You've had two in 15.
Right, because things have changed now. But back in the... Look, I started... Think of it like this. Okay. I started having sex when I was about 15. Okay? So 15 to 30, that's 15 years right there. So if I was with a total of two guys a year...
Did you have one of those deli things? Now surfing.
Next.
Number 52.
No,
that's
listen,
crazy.
Think about this. I started when I was 15.
Okay.
If I had sex with two guys a year from 15 to 30, that's 30 guys right there.
Exactly.
And then between the time of, you know, since I'm 30, there had to have been at least another 10 guys. So there's 40 right there.
See,
I
think
maybe not 47, but you know, 40.
I think the number is much higher than that, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I was counting. I was like, meh, 30, 35, something like that. And it was my girlfriend Linda that was like, oh, that's not, you're not even warm. Like, that's, she's like, I can count 35 guys just from the time I've known you.
Wow. That, I mean, when you think, okay, Cooper's been with a lot of guys, then you think of the number, but you don't, when you hear it out loud, that's a lot.
Is it? It doesn't feel like a lot.
Yes. I didn't have 47 people in my graduating class. I mean, that's a lot of people.
Well, I mean, like, okay, so there was like one time that I was dating three guys at the same time. You know, so that's a short period of time, but it was three. So it was like, you know, over
at the
course of a
time.
Yeah, there was one summer that I dated three guys at the same time, and only one of them knew about the other two. But they were two that did. They lived in different. One was in New Jersey. One was in New York City. So they didn't know about each other. But there was one guy that knew about the other guys.
Did you? Oh my god!
So that was just one summer. That was my hot girl summer.
Okay, during your hot girl summer, did you ever sleep with two guys on the same day?
Same weekend.
No, same day.
I have done that. I have slept with two guys in the same day. I have woken up with one guy and then went out with a different guy that night. Yes, I have done that.
That's always been my fear.
What's been your fear?
To follow somebody.
Oh, to be the guy, to be number two that day.
That day. That day.
Yeah, I did do that.
Wow.
Yeah, I have done that. Not a lot, maybe once or twice.
It doesn't matter how many. That's gross.
No, it's not gross. Why is it gross?
That's gross. Did you?
Well, guys do that. Guys do that all the time. Guys will be like sleeping with one girl, and she'll leave in the morning, and then they'll go bang some other girl that night. Guys have been doing it for years. What's the difference?
Guys take a shower between those girls.
Well, I took a shower, but it's not like I had sex with one guy. Said, can you get out of here? Somebody else is coming in right now.
You never take a shower, though.
I do. Of course I shower after having sex with somebody. Yuck. No, so I had a whole day. I showered. I had lunch. And then I had a date that night. And I didn't, you know, it ended up. I've done that before. I've dated more than one guy at a time before. I've done that a couple times. And there was one time that I dated a guy and his friend.
No, I might have thought you would say 12, and that would be a lot. I wasn't ready for 47.
I spent a month in Europe, and I had sex with 12 guys while I was there. Probably.
Just a big walking gonorrhea bug.
And you know what? How about this? In all these years, I have never had a sexually transmitted disease. Never.
See, what are the odds? I mean, that's huge odds.
But I always use condoms, always. My whole life, I've always used condoms, always. And I've sometimes used two things. Like, I use something and he uses a condom. Oh. So I've always had protective sex.
And you never gotten pregnant?
I've never gotten pregnant, and I've never gotten an STD.
You've had scares, though, for both.
Yeah, of course I've had scares. I haven't had scares for an STD, but I have had pregnancy scares.
What a nightmare. And if you had a pregnancy scare, could you have narrowed it down?
It's funny you would say that, because it was one pregnancy scare that I had, and I was cheating on a boyfriend at the time, and either one of them could have been the father of the...
You could have been on Maury.
I could have been on Maury. Yeah, that's how it happens. Look, you have a boyfriend, you cheat on the boyfriend, you find out you're pregnant, you decide to keep the child, and then you go on Maury, and he tells them which one is the father.
You are not...
We are good! We are good!
But I luckily was not pregnant, so I didn't have to admit to my boyfriend that I was cheating on him at the time.
But you were with two. Could there have been a third?
No, not then.
Okay. But another time you could have. You could have been on Maury and brought two guys out and said, I'm 200,000% sure it's one of these, and it could have been the third one.
And when it comes... Dear old Elijah.
You are the father.
Michael, you are not the father.
I guess the summer that I was having sex with and dating three different guys, yeah, but I didn't have a pregnancy scare that summer. I was super careful.
I totally look at you totally different now.
That's not a big number.